Hello, sick people.
Creating optimal health. Small changes that can add up.
A workout that I can do pretty much anywhere.
Good for your health.
So far in our DIY checkup series, we've talked about the steps you can take that'll help you forget about what's covered under your insurance plan or whether you have insurance and take control of your own health. We've talked about eating habits, exercise, how to find and keep a doctor, and even what healthy means in American society today. So last week, we talked with Newsweek health reporter Kate Daly and New Yorker staff writer Dr. Jerome Groopman about how chemicals affect your health. Today, we want to talk about health fads, you know, the things you see in TV commercials, in your email inbox, maybe even the things that you just hear about at the coffee shop from a friend. The master cleanses, the herbal remedies, the vitamin waters. Which of these things actually work? Which do not? Well, here to tell us is Newsweek health reporter Kate Daly. Good morning.
Good morning.
This is a tough one because very often we get this anecdotal information from people that we trust. And they say, I had a cold. I did nothing but eat vitamin C, huge doses of vitamin C, and that made my cold go away. So that's what makes this kind of difficult to give people the real truth about it, right?
That's right. And this whole series is about making things simple. But when it comes to health, especially in this day and age, there's so much conflicting information. There's so many people with good intentions who have anecdotal evidence that might be totally unsound. It's possible that had your friend eaten all that vitamin C, had she eaten donuts, the cold would have gone away in 4 days because that's how long it takes for a cold to go away. And there also are a lot of people who are looking to take advantage of people's confusion, of their kind of fears about health, of their desire to get healthy, to come up with a lot of marketing tricks, basically, to get people to spend money on things that may or may not work.
So, this is especially true of the weight loss industry, for sure. But let's start with vitamins, this idea of the people who down thousands of milligrams of vitamins when they get a cold, or the people who take ginkgo biloba to boost their memory. Let's talk about the herbal remedies versus the vitamins versus doing nothing. How do we know whether vitamins work for things?
This fad should complement your good habits. They shouldn't compensate for bad habits, which means you should be living healthfully. You should be doing the things that we talked about, getting your exercise, eating 5 or 6 servings of fruits and vegetables. And these health fads should complement that, should sort of serve as a backstop.
Right, okay.
They shouldn't be, and this is what happens with a lot of alternate remedies, with a lot of vitamins. People say, well, I smoke too much, I drink too much, but I'm getting my vitamin B12, so that will make up for it. That's not how it works. Vitamins have shown to be effective for women. Calcium is very effective for pregnant women. Folate's great. Multivitamins have been shown to kind of increase your genetic age. It makes your genes seem a little younger than they should be, but they're not a cure-all. There have been studies that show that actually a lot of times vitamins don't work to kind of solve specific health problems.
Right. If you're not getting that in your food, you can't make up for it by taking a multivitamin.
Absolutely. So a multivitamin is a good backstop and a good way to complement healthy behavior, but it's not going to be a cure-all. And the same thing, I mean, with when we talk about alternative treatments, we have to remember
the herbal remedies.
The herbal remedies. There was actually a big study. It was a 10-year study done by the government for the National Center for Complementary and Alternative Medicine. They spent a ton of money, and they looked at everything. They looked at black cohosh. They looked at ginkgo biloba. They looked at all these things you see in the health food store that your neighbor might swear by. And they basically found no evidence for pretty much anything. They found that ginger was effective for nausea, but pretty much everything else didn't seem to work. And even glucosamine, which is a popular supplement that people swear by for joint pain,
right?
A study came out this week that found it was no more effective than a sugar pill, which is an interesting distinction because we found that the placebo effect is really very valuable. People take things and think it will make them feel more like running, and they might be more likely to go for a run.
So arguably, if your mom tells you, take echinacea for your cold, it'll make you feel better. And if you believe her, then the echinacea could work because of your belief in it.
If you've been taking glucosamine for years and it makes your knee feel better and it makes you go out and be able to run, there doesn't seem to be any damage from doing that. But what you might want to do, when all the sources that I called to talk about finding out about herbal remedies said, call your doctor. Now, that is a little impractical. It's impossible to get your doctor on the phone to make an appointment or if you have a health emergency. So what I think is actually more effective is to go to the pharmacy. Go to CVS, go to Walgreens, and then just pull the pharmacist aside and say, I want to take echinacea, I want to take St. John's wort, here are the medications that I'm already on, and they'll be able to tell you what the side effects might be, how it'll interact with your other medications, and whether or not you might get any benefit.
You know, but here's the thing. If you take St. John's wort or thousands of milligrams of vitamin C, it's really not going to hurt you, most likely.
Your body can only process a certain amount of vitamins, so there doesn't seem to be a lot of danger of overdosing on vitamins. St. John's wort is another story. That has some negative effects in certain populations. So again, it's something that you need to check on. And considering that there's such little evidence that these things are useful and that these supplements are so expensive,
why risk it?
Why risk it, and why bulk up when, the steps that we talked about earlier in this series, getting 30 minutes of exercise a day, getting 5 to 6 servings of fruits and vegetables a day, are so much more proven, so much more effective, and so much cheaper and easier.
But there are some health fads that are actually dangerous. There are things that people believe will help them in any number of ways that actually could cause harm.
Absolutely. And that kind of gets to step number two on things that you should think of when you're evaluating a health fad. And that is, there are no quick fixes. So when you look at something at the Master Cleanse or any of these cleanses or elixirs that say, just drink these for a week and nothing else and you'll lose weight and you'll feel better.
The onion soup diet.
Yes. These fads are ones that can really, they can be very dangerous. They can lead to malnutrition. They can lead to different infections. They can lead to just a whole host of health problems. There's a new fad now called kombucha, which is a fermented drink that a lot of people are drinking. They're saying because of the active cultures, it's good for your digestive system. It's good for your health, your overall health. But the CDC is reporting some cases because it's very homegrown, because it's not very well regulated, and there aren't a lot of kombucha companies. The process to make it is getting people sick. People are getting batches that have mold in them. People are getting batches that, that are not well.
And it's
well
really
processed.
Expensive, so I wouldn't want to pay that much money for moldy tea.
Yeah, absolutely. And some people have allergic reactions. So these are things that you have to keep in mind when you hear about a health trend. It's really worth kind of looking into it, seeing what the CDC has said. The Mayo Clinic has a great website that keeps track of these things.
Here's what I love about your basic message, Kate, because you keep coming back to the idea that you should just simplify, that the best solution is usually the simplest, right? So there's all this exercise equipment out there. There's that shake weight that The Daily Show always makes fun of. There's all these crazy contraptions. And yet you keep saying, look, use your bike or go get a gym membership, right? Don't go crazy with all these elaborate things. Do the simplest solution.
Absolutely. The simplest path is always the fastest. It's always the easiest. People get tripped up. I'm the same way. If I have too many choices, I tend to not do anything, or I'll follow one very elaborate plan, and when that doesn't work, I'll say, well, I guess I tried. Yeah, I guess it doesn't work. And that leads to tip number three, which is you should know thyself, right? Good advice in any arena, but when it comes to fitness, if you know that you hate doing crunches, if you hate doing abdominal exercises, if you need to lose 40 pounds before you can even see your abs, don't get sucked in by the ads on TV that show the ab roller or the, you know, these equipments that you think will say, well, I hate doing ab exercises, but maybe if I had that $50, $100 piece of exercise equipment, that would all change. Know what you like, know what your habits are, and the best way to do that is to do these simple things. Because it may turn out that once you've been exercising for a while, that ab roller is actually really going to help you. But first, you have to get to that basic fitness level, and the best way to figure out what you need more of in your exercise regime, what will really help you, is to do the really simple stuff.
Okay. Well, you know, it's funny you should say know thyself. That's obviously an ancient Greek saying from the Delphi. The other thing the Delphi had to say, nothing to excess. That's something also to remember when you're approaching your health. Kate Daly is the health reporter for Newsweek magazine. You can always check in with her tips at our website, thetakeaway.org. Thanks.
Thank you.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.